degrees and mostly sunny here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Nashville has gotten more than $13 million from opioid makers, sellers, and marketers who had to pay legal settlements nationally. This summer, the city released an unflattering internal audit of how the funds are being used. I wrote about how now local officials are considering a new approach. The health department is using the money to connect people to addiction treatment before they overdose. A June audit raised two main concerns. The department is using some of the money to cover staff salaries, and the audit says it's not tracking employees' time well enough, so the money could be paying for work unrelated to opioids. Auditors accused health department managers of interfering with investigations into that problem. The other concern is about oversight more generally. There were mistakes on payments to contractors, and the auditors say the department isn't doing a good job of measuring how programs are working over time. That's why the Metro Council is considering legislation to make some major changes. One of the bill's authors, Councilmember Aaron Evans, says some of that includes shifting some of the management to the city's finance department, creating a public spending dashboard, and requiring regular reports on how programs are going.
That is the goal here. I don't feel like this is adversarial to the health department. It's really just how can we make this a stronger process?
Nashville's struggles aren't unique because this money is a little strange. It doesn't come from taxpayers or federal grants, so it doesn't come with as many rules or supports. The opioid companies aren't keeping an eye on how the money's spent, so it's kind of the Wild West. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News. Amazon is building out more office space in Nashville beyond the two towers that it already constructed. The Nashville Business Journal reports Amazon Music is spending nearly $8 million to outfit a floor of the CAA building in Nashville Yards. The office will include music and content production facilities, a room for hair and makeup, lounges, and a listening room. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.